So we welcome you to the Dhamma, to the Vaishnava Institute for Higher Education, the course on Nectar of Devotion. I've compiled verses from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that appear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu expanded from the instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave to Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya gave many of the same instructions to Sanatana Goswami and to different persons that he met. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has included many of the verses from the original Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also the discussions or instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave to Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and others, which very closely parallel the statements of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu at the Nectar of Devotion. There's like an index in the beginning. The verses have been arranged in the order that they appear in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the same as Nectar of Devotion. And then where it appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other references, like many are verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, because the original verses can be discussed effectively when we know all of the Sanskrit words that make up the verse. And actually even Srila Prabhupada, with some of the important verses, has spent two or three pages just on one verse. And in the verse that we're going to discuss today, he's even discussed some of the important words. So, generally, one can get the most complete understanding of the verse by analyzing the words that make up the verse. So, before we begin, I'll read some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami, because we should begin by offering obeisances to Rupa Goswami and to Nectar of Devotion. In his book, Chaitanya Chandradaya, Kavi Karnapur, the son of Shivananda Sen, has elaborately described the meeting between Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kalena Vrindavana Keli Varta Lupte Ikam Kya Paitum Vishishya Pripamritane Bhavishesha Devas Tatrivan Rupam Cha Sanatanam Cha. In the course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate explicitly those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami with the nectar of his mercy to carry out this work in Vrindavan. From the very beginning, Srila Rupa Goswami was deeply attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus he was permanently relieved from family life. Srila Rupa Goswami and his younger brother, Vallabh, were blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord was transcendentally situated in his transcendental eternal form, at Prayag he told Rupa Goswami about transcendental ecstatic love of Krishna. The Lord then embraced him very fondly and bestowed all his mercy upon him. When we went for Kumbh Mela with Srila Prabhupada in 1971, Srila Prabhupada took us to Das Ashwamedha Ghat, which is the place that threat to Rupa Goswami, and which was the basis of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Priya Swarupe, Daita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sahaja Virupe, Nijanurupe, Prapureka Rupe, Tatanarupe, Savilasarupe. Indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord, and he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literatures. The characteristics of Srila Rupa Goswami have thus been described in various places by the poet Kavi Karnapur. An account has also been given of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his causeless mercy upon Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were the objects of love and honor for all the great stalwart devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very indebted to Srila Rupa Goswami. He received knowledge directly from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as Lord Brahma received knowledge directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he expanded the knowledge that he received in the form of many books, of which Srila Prabhupada chose to translate Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, complete science of Bhakti Yoga.